Hello, Hope College. This is Amanda and
Taylor,
back again with the mini-series Humans of Hope. And today we are interviewing Linnea Johnson, and she's here with us now. So what are you majoring in? What's your year?
I am a sophomore here at Hope College, and I'm majoring in psychology with a minor in neuroscience on the pre-occupational therapy track.
Oh, that's pretty cool. That's a lot of science. It's way more science than I would ever do myself. But you're also an RA here on campus, and for which dorm?
I'm an RA in Gilmore Hall on the first floor.
Oh, has that been fun, been exciting, been...
I've absolutely loved it. It's been one of the best decisions I've made here at Hope College. I've enjoyed, like, forming connections with the girls and just, like, building community and getting to know everyone.
Linnea has the wickedest ability to memorize everybody's names and know everybody, so she knows every single person in Gilmore by their name. And it's, like, incredible.
That's awesome. Thanks.
So, what made you passionate about psychology?
I've just always been really interested in people and how they do what they do, and there's been a lot of mental health stuff back home and also just in my life, different family members and friends and people I've been close to, and so trying to have a deeper understanding for that and kind of how they are and why they are how they are kind of thing has been kind of interesting to learn more about and very applicable to my life. But I've also had a heart for the sciences and love the sciences, and so neuroscience has been also able to combine my love for chemistry and just kind of being able to learn more about the brain and how that applies together. And then I love to help people, so I thought occupational therapy would be a good use of all those gifts, and that's not set in stone, but for now, that's the track I'm on because I'm enjoying the classes.
That's the goal. Oh my god, that's so cool. You must really like the Ted Bundy confession tapes that came out on Netflix. Have you given those a watch?
Honestly, I haven't given them a watch, but I actually have two residents, Lauren and Gabby, the first four. They're a hoot. They're super fun. And they watched them all on Friday night and were actually talking to us about them on Saturday when we had like a little get-together in Gilmore. So that's on my like watch list, things to be aware of, but I have not watch them myself.
Yeah, that's so cool. Because I know that a lot of controversy around the trailer for the new Ted Bundy film is about how Zach is so upbeat and he's so charming and he's so likable. Well, a lot of people don't really like that angle because the movie is about his trial and about how he murdered and raped and sexually assaulted over 200 women. And so a lot of people are upset that he's, like, portrayed as, like, somebody cool and somebody charming and somebody just out there. So it's really cool to see it kind of a perspective that's from the psychology perspective on how that's important. So,
yeah, just to remember people are still themselves with their disorder or not, or with their disability or not.
So obviously life is a little bit busy as an RA. Is there any other programs that you're involved in here at Hope, or any traditions? Nykirk or the Pole that you were a part of?
Yeah, I'm not in Nykirk or the Pole, but I very, very much enjoyed watching both of those. I'm in the band here. I play the trombone in the wind ensemble, so that's been a lot of fun. And last year, like, we went on tour to Philadelphia and had tons of fun, and they've just been a good group of friends for me. So I've enjoyed that a lot. I also checked out the knitting club. I haven't been able to go this year because of just like RA stuff and the timing hasn't been great. But I do enjoy knitting on the side. Intramurals are fun. Right now I'm doing water polo, so that's kind of fun. The inner tube one, kind of laid back, low key. And then, yeah, I think other than that, just getting to know people, hanging out. I'm a Bible study leader, too.
Actually, I did not know that you were a part of the band here. I'm going to, like, go to concerts and cheer her on. Aww. Well, like, cheer clap. Like, not actually cheer. That would just be, like, really weird. Do you have any, like, weird or funky stories about being an RA in Gilmore? Or have you heard anything from your RA friends?
Funky stories. I actually had one resident. She cracks me up. She always has something funny to say. But she, like, texted me, and she was like, "This is going to be, like, the most random text you've ever received." And I was like, "Oh, yeah?" And she was like, "My ceiling just cracked in half." And I was like, "What?" And I, like, went in her room, and she was, like, not even kidding me. There was just, like, this, like, hairline split across her entire ceiling.
So and that she was watched it happen. Funny.
And she was in her room, like, when it happened. She was like, "I heard, like, a thud and, like, a big crack, and there it went, but she's fine. We called Fizzplant. It's taken care of, but it was kind of like one of those like random funny moments.
That's
insane. I've never heard of someone's like ceiling cracking it up. I think that would give me a heart attack. Dear Lord. Oh, wow.
Other than that, Gilmore's pretty chill. We braid each other's hair at night and just kind of hang out. I don't know.
Watch The Bachelor.
We do. I'm very passionate about The Bachelor.
Yes.
Yeah.
I love it.
What's your favorite part about The Bachelor?
Honestly, I love the drama. Watching that unfold because I'm not a part of it. I just get to sit
other
back
people's
and,
like, drama.
It's other people's drama. And I don't have to fix it or help out with it. I just get to enjoy it. So it's kind of funny.
Do you have any front runners for The Bachelor at all?
Yeah.
That you're really pulling for at this point in the season?
I think Cassie is Gilmore Hall's, like, favorite. She had a one-on-one last night. We all were a big fan of her. I also kind of like Hannah G. I think she's kind of cute. I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
I was on Twitter earlier today, and I heard that there was a drama with, is it Kirsten? Kirsten's chin?
Kirpa. Kirpa. She had a Band-Aid on, and we don't know why, so we were just joining the Kirpa fan club. We love Kirpa, so we all put Band-Aids on our chin, took a picture, put on Instagram, and she actually liked it. We tagged her in it, so that was kind of funny. Yeah.
That's so cool.
So Gilmore has their own Instagram.
Yeah.
Little plug.
Yeah, like, it does.
Go follow Gilmore.
Yeah, Gilmore's Instagram. Hope College.
You know, follow the cool, quirky, ceiling in half kind of people, you know. But that's super fun.
Are you from around the area of Holland?
Yeah, I'm actually from the Chicago suburbs. So okay. Batavia specifically, it's like an hour west of Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
There's a lot of Chicago-ish people, or at least people from Illinois, who say that they're from Chicago, so they don't have to say where they're from exactly. But how did you hear about Hope?
I actually work as a camp counselor at Covenant Point Bible Camp in the summer. And so there was a couple people that went to Hope College that also worked there. And so they were like, come check it out, like, come visit us. And so I did, and I absolutely loved it. And I knew I wanted small Christian liberal arts. So I looked at a couple other places. I knew I wanted snow. I love, like, winter sports and things. Cross-country skiing is one of my favorite things to do. So I knew I wanted cold and snow, and so I looked at a lot of Minnesota, Michigan. And I was between Gustavus Adolphus and St. Peter, Minnesota, and then here, Hope. And I just kind of chose Hope, and I'm glad I did.
I definitely know that this week you are featured in Voices because of your skiing picture and how you trekked the polar vortex during our days off.
Was that you?
That was me. Yeah, the little green jacket skiing around campus.
It was the most adorable, cutest moment of my life. I'm like, I was.
Yeah, you found the snow you were looking for.
That's right, I did. I was ecstatic. Yeah, just went around through the pine grove, up back around campus a couple times.
So other than cross-country skiing, how else did you spend your days off during the polar vortex?
Played, cool? Yeah, we hung out with residents a lot. We did some yoga. I also enjoy yoga. We played some cards. We had little solitaire wars. Some of us did. That was kind of funny. Other than that, I think we just really just chilled out and got to know one another. We went and got snacks and stuff at Phelps and brought it back and played Cards Against Humanity and other board games in the basement one of the days, and drank hot chocolate and watched the movies.
So, pretty relaxing.
Yeah. You know,
as you should spend a snow day, just pretty chill.
Snow days.
Snow days.
Oh my gosh, I totally forgot. We had more than one. It just all felt like one big snow day to me because I didn't really have any classes up until Friday.
Oh my gosh.
And so it was just like a whole week just gone from my memory. Everything is...
Then it's break.
And then we're back at it again. Do you have any big plans for midwinter break or just staying here?
Yeah, I'm actually on duty for part of it. So me and one of the other RAs, Mo, which is awesome, we're splitting it for the midwinter break. And so she's going to do Saturday, Sunday, and I'm going to do Monday, Tuesday. So I'm going to go home for Friday, Saturday, be with my family. I'm going to drive home with a couple of my camp friends, so that'll be kind of fun to get to know them. And other than that, just hang out with some friends back home and see my family and my grandparents.
Do you have any pets at home?
I do. I will be honest, so I'm not a huge dog person, but I have two dogs at home. So one is just crazy big. He's like a mutt, part coon hound, part lab. I don't know. He's huge. Likes to slobber and everything else. Not a big fan of slobber. And then my other one's just a very high energy Brittany Spaniel.
What are their names?
Cody's a Brittany Spaniel. Dakota's her full name. We got her in South Dakota on our way home from one of our trips out west. And then Miles is the big coon hound, and he just walks miles, but he is named after Miles Davis. So we're big into the music in our family. So
nice.
Super cool. And do you have any siblings?
I do. I have an older brother. He is a senior at Lawrence University this year. He'll be graduating in music performance, both trumpet and guitar. And then I have two little sisters that are freshmen in high school. One is adopted from China. So they're kind of like twins because they're 26 days apart, but not quite twins.
No way. Is there anything specific that you really like about campus or have really solidified your decision in coming here?
Yeah, I had an amazing overnight. So to any prospective students that are looking, I totally recommend the overnight. And I think that I loved the atmosphere of Hope and the just like the Student Activities Committee, SAC, has really just put on some amazing events. I went to Coffee House when I was a prospective student, so that was something I really enjoyed, but that's something I've really loved continually going to. I haven't gone a ton this year because I was on duty on Thursday nights, but now I'm on Monday night, so I'm hoping to go a little bit more. But I also just love all the other things they have going around campus, so it doesn't make partying on the weekends like the only thing that you can do or an only option. So all the different things, the movies and like Winter Fantasia this past weekend, the barn dance and all that kind of stuff I've really enjoyed about Hope. But I've also loved like the religious aspect of it. I love chapel, and that style of worship is something that has been really good for my faith journey and coming here and being a part of that. I also just love the smaller community, kind of knowing a bunch of faces around campus. I feel like it's more personable. I love like the value of a name and being able to call people by name. So I like that I can do that here, and other people can do it back to me. Kind of makes me feel more at ease and comfortable. Yeah.
Awesome. And then is there anything that you would like to see more time and resources being put into, like maybe changing or improving something here on Hope?
Yeah, I kind of spoke a little bit to, like, how important my faith is to me. And I am from, like, outside Chicago, like I talked about, so I don't have a car here. So transportation can be a little bit difficult around Holland sometimes. And one thing I wish that there was a little bit more transportation for was, like, the churches in the area. I know Hope talks about being connected and linked in with those six different churches in the greater Holland area. And so I've actually only been able to check out two of them because of transportation. So, like, Pillar was super close, walkable, and I've really enjoyed worshiping there. And I've also been to Engedi because Engedi offers that Hope shuttle, but even that sometimes is overcrowded. Like even this past Sunday we went and there was like 20 people in like a 12 or 15 passenger van. So I think like we would get more people going to stuff like that if there was more carpools or just more communication around how to get people to involved in And then I think another thing that could be a little bit more improved is diversity. Hope's campus is not very racially diverse. And I think so, just like being more extra aware of what's going on in those cultures. Like I said, I have a sister that's adopted from China. And so the Chinese culture and like that, I've attended some of the Hope Asian perspective events and stuff like that, especially like surrounding Chinese New Year and stuff like that, because that's important. So I think just like more awareness towards that and towards the Latino student organization and the Black Student Union and stuff like that, because I think it's important that they're valued and heard around campus, but also not just because like Hope is majority like white doesn't mean that we can't attend those events too. I think that's important to know, that it's not just for that select group of students, really for all of us to kind of get immersed and understand the culture and stuff like that. But I also think we are very diverse in our personalities and how we think and our backgrounds, socioeconomic or stuff like that too. And so But I think oftentimes if you don't take a step back and, like, realize and look, you don't see it. I think sometimes Hope gets that stereotype of, like, it's a small liberal arts Christian school, like, you know, everyone has money to be here and stuff like that. And as an RA, I've seen, like, that's not really always the case, and that there's usually more to those situations than you think. And so I think just being more aware of that kind of thing, diversity, yes, it is racially and ethnically important, and I think we could focus more resources on that too, and just being inclusive of everyone that way, but also just broadly being inclusive of diversity, if that makes sense.
So to kind of drift away from that, what would you say your favorite flavor of coffee? Not flavor of coffee. What is your favorite kind of coffee?
Kind of coffee? I'll be honest, I'm not a huge coffee drinker. But if I do drink coffee, I like just the classic, like, French vanilla. But I'm much more of a tea drinker. So
okay.
Chai tea and any kind of herbal mint tea are my favorite.
So is there anything else that you want to let Hope know that about you, about any fun facts, any weird stuff that you're comfortable with, like, sharing with everyone, or any opinions that you have?
Yeah, nothing, like, super crazy comes to mind. I always, one of my fun facts is people always ask me why I'm so extroverted or outgoing. And when I was a little kid, I was not like that at all. And I was very, very shy. And so I actually, like, went to, like, clown school or, like, clown training. And I, like, would dress up as a clown and go to, like, nursing homes and stuff like that, and, like, hang out with old people and, or the elderly, I guess, and just, like, tell them jokes. And for me, being in, like, a clown costume, like, helped me, you know, like, kind of hide behind, like, who I really was. And so I, like, did that, like, for, like, 4 years. And then by the time I got to high school, I was just, like, super outgoing and extroverted. And so, while not everyone is extroverted and outgoing, I think that, like, it's possible for everyone to just, like, you know, reach out and say hi and everything like that. So if people always ask me, like, how did you get to be so extroverted? And that's just also, like, a little fun fact. Not everyone was a clown when they were a kid. I could do balloon animals and all that kind of thing. So that's kind of fun, a little weird fact. But, yeah, I guess that would be the last thing. But on that note of just saying hi to everyone, I think, like, Hope's College, like, culture is just, like, hey, how are you? I'm good. Or I'm great. And then you, like, you know, go on with your day. And I would just, like, challenge Hope to be, like, authentic in how they actually are. And, like, if you're having a hard day, like, you know, I'm struggling today, or, like, today's, you know, one of my best days, or, like, stuff like that. I just think that also builds authenticity around campus too.
Well, thank you very much for coming on the show and talking about yourself. It's always really fun to see new people and get to know their stories and try to have your story put out into Hope. So it'll be so exciting. And this is the second episode of Humans in Hope. So if you haven't checked out the first episode, please, please, please go check it out. It's super great. We interviewed Rebecca, and she's also very talented and amazing. And this is Amanda and
Taylor.
And we will see you again next week. Bye.